Blackstone Audio presents A Wrongful Death by Kate Wilhelm. Chapter 1. The New York branch of the Farrell Publishing Group had 6 offices, a small reception room, and enough books and manuscripts to fill a space triple the size it occupied. Much of the overflow was in Elizabeth Kurtz's tiny office. Boxes were stacked on boxes, and the filing cabinets were so packed that they were seldom opened, since it was almost impossible to remove a folder to examine its contents. On shelves and on the floor were stacks of dictionaries, science reference books, and pamphlets. A bulletin board held so many overlapping notes and memos that some of them had yellowed and curled at the edges. The small sign on her door read, "Elizabeth Kurtz, Assistant Editor." That door had not been closed all the way in the 3 years that she had used the office on Mondays and Thursdays. The door would start to close, then stick, leaving a 3 or 4 inch gap. It had bothered her in the beginning, but she never thought of it any longer and paid little attention to any activity in the hall beyond it. That October day, she was frowning at a sentence she was trying to unravel, something to do with paleontology, she assumed, since that was the subject of the manuscript. The door was pushed open, and Terry Kurtz entered and tried to close the door behind him. When it stuck, he gave it a vicious push, to no avail.
"What are you doing in here? Get out! Whatever you're selling, I'm not buying," Elizabeth snapped, half rising from her chair. "I have a proposition for you," he said, and tried again to close the door. He cursed and kicked it when it stuck. "I'm calling security," she said, reaching for the phone. He rushed around the desk and grabbed her wrist, wrenching her hand back.